If you're going to throw another celebrity up on the big chair in the big house, I mean, make it better than Kanye West, in my opinion. I'm a fan of his music, but come on. Kanye for president? I mean, did it?
Well, he put himself up there because, you know, why wouldn't he, right?
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, celebs have been presidents before. Donald Trump,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan, yep.
What celebrity would make a good president? Trish is on the line.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you want to give your suggestion, your nomination?
Sure. I would suggest Jimmy Fallon. One, he's charismatic, he's funny, and he can make fun of his own presidential mishaps.
Jimmy Fallon.
Okay. He's got to stop partying, though.
I didn't want to say it.
Yeah.
I was like, hey.
He's a bit of a partier, you know? Like, hey, the lockdown is slowing him down a bit. Yeah. But, you know, I think on that note, though, because I think he's so smart, there's a couple of guys, actually. Stephen Colbert would be good.
Colbert? Okay.
Yeah, because he's smart. Like, it may be vice presidential. And I love Conan O'Brien. I really do. I think they would be good vice presidents to keep whatever president we pick in check.
Right. To kind of balance it out.
So here's the joke you can use when you're giving the speech. Or, listen, I saw the speech that you gave, and here's the joke that they're going to tell on late night TV. I mean, you kind of have that filter guy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's a good one, though. Thank you for listening.
Trish.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you too. Someone texted us that they thought artist and singer Pink would be a good presidential candidate.
Outspoken.
Outspoken.
Mm-hmm.
Strong. Steady.
Yeah.
Moral compass.
Yes. I mean, tells it like it is.
Now, of course, we're talking about celebs, and none of these people have any political background, so that goes off the table. But, you know, I guess that's not a prerequisite.
What about Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Kevin Hart?
You know, there's such a big movement for him right now. Like, a lot of people really, really want him to jump in.
I'm saying The Rock as the president and then Kevin Hart as the VP.
Well, I mean, you've got Rock and Hart.
Yeah.
Like two very, very solid traits you need.
Yeah.
You need to be solid as a rock and have a big heart. Well, he has a little heart, you know, because he has a little Kevin, but...
Yeah.
Something.
But The Rock, I'm telling you, The Rock is like, I wouldn't be surprised if he runs for something one day.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He's really well-loved, healthy, you know, that kind of stuff. But Kevin Hart, not so much.
I'd love to hear more of his platform.
Yeah.
What do you think, Tyler?
Give me 20. That's the platform.
That's the platform? Give me 20. Hey, Tyler.
Yes.
All right. Look, we're playing Imagine We Can Nominate a Celebrity American President. Who would you imagine?
Yeah, maybe on a little less of a serious note, and no fault to him because I don't know him well enough, but Will Ferrell, maybe like a Ron Burgundy, because at this point I don't know if anything could be more of a joke.
Right. Well, so I've said publicly, I've said on the show that he's not one of my favorite actors, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but, fair enough, and I don't know enough about him as a person if he could actually be the president, I kind of giggled to myself when I thought of Rod Burgundy, and maybe was it Kip, or one of, what was the real quiet Steve Carell's character
there? Carell,
Carell. You'd make a good vice president with Rod Burgundy. There.
You're really digging deep on that movie. That's great. Well, they would all get along with Prime Minister Trudeau. That's what we care about.
And those press conferences would be a hoot, right?
Right.
Okay.
That'd be funny. Thank you so much for calling.